Good afternoon and welcome to Focus. I'm Steph Glazer and my guest today is Annie Wolk, a nurse practitioner at St. Genevieve County Memorial Hospital. Thanks for joining us.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Annie, it would appear that house calls are making a comeback of sorts with the new program started at the hospital. Why don't you tell us about the home visits program that just got underway?
So right now we're just trying to capture the high-risk patients 24 to 48 hours post-discharge. The goal is to manage their acute symptoms, improve their quality of life, and reduce unnecessary hospital admissions for patients that are living with chronic illnesses.
So the hospital has for some time had a home health program, but this is something different, isn't it?
Correct, yeah. So the home health program continues, but the home health is more nursing-oriented, and this is more nurse practitioner-oriented, so we provide a higher level of care, more detailed assessment, and just able to manage acute symptoms. You know, it's basically a doctor's office on wheels.
That's a good way to put it. So when you make those visits, I assume, you know, if need be, you can make prescriptions, and if they need diagnostics or something of that nature.
Yeah, so, you know, say you have a patient with COPD and he's having an acute flare, I can go see him in his house and order steroids, get a chest x-ray, an antibiotic, and then the goal is obviously to get them back with their primary care provider so they can manage that illness, that chronic diagnosis, and their specialist that they see, like their cardiologist or their pulmonologist.
Sure. How does one go about this? I mean, is it strictly through their primary care physician, or can they just call?
So your primary care doctor can put in an order, and then I get the order and schedule an appointment with the patient at their earliest convenience.
Well, that sounds pretty easy.
Yeah, we're trying to make it as easy as possible.
Yeah, and this was, at first thought, I thought, well, this is something that popped up because of COVID. You know, hospitals are really trying to, change things a little bit and make sure that they can give all the proper care to patients. But this is something that's been in the works for a while, isn't it?
It is, yeah. So these programs have been around for since the 1970s. There's just patients are living longer with chronic illnesses, and our goal is to just manage their symptoms and their disease processes, all while giving them improved quality of life at home.
People would much rather be at home. You know, that goes without saying. So anything that can help them stay in the home and make things a little bit easier for their health care, I think is best all the way around.
Absolutely. I agree.
Yeah.
Our goal is to just manage the acute issues.
Absolutely. Annie, as a nurse practitioner at the hospital, they are keeping you pretty busy. Not only are you doing these home visits, but you also work in the Bloomsdale walk-in clinic and at the hospital as well, don't you?
Yeah, I do. So I've been at the Bloomsdale walk-in clinic for the last 5 years. So this is an exciting adventure to start this new program. So I'm looking forward to it.
Now, are you the only nurse practitioner that is participating in this home visit program, or are there others as well?
So as of now, it's just me, but the goal is to grow the program, and hopefully in 5 years we'll have a team of us.
Yeah. So. Well, maybe it'll get back to the way it was, you know, eons ago, where the doctors always made house calls. And
right.
there was something to be said for that, wasn't there?
Absolutely.
Yes. So. Sometimes it's not always best to get rid of practices that they did in the past. Bring them back and make them work again.
Right.
Well, that sounds great, Annie. We certainly appreciate you cluing us in on this home visit program. And again, they can contact their primary care provider, correct?
Absolutely, yes. And I collaborate with the primary care doctor, so your primary care doctor will receive all the notes, and I'll update them. We'll stay in contact. So, the goal is just to improve patient outcomes and provide high quality care.
Is there certain criteria or not?
There's no really criteria per se. It's just anyone that's living with a chronic diagnosis that's at high rate of admission to the hospital. So there's no really set criteria. Just anyone with a chronic diagnosis.
Well, that sounds wonderful. Thank you so much for being our guest today on Focus.
Thank you for having me, Steph.
We've been talking to Annie Wolk, a nurse practitioner at St. Genevieve County Memorial Hospital. I'm Steph Glazer, and that's our Focus.